This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been considering the very important topic of how to rightly divide the word of truth. That is, how to properly recognize and handle the various covenants which are set forth in the Bible. In doing so, we have set out certain principles which apply in secular law, and we have seen how these principles apply in the matter of the Bible itself. But now I should like for us to look at the Old Testament, that is, the law which was given to the Jews. I find that a failure to understand the truth about this matter causes a great deal of religious error as a consequence. Many men do not realize that this law was addressed to the Jews only. It is not addressed to anybody now living as a law in specific detail. While I want to insist, as I have already explained, that all of the Bible applies to us in principle, all of the law of Moses, all of the Ten Commandments apply to us in principle, but those laws have been nailed to the cross. We find, first of all, that the law never was addressed to anybody except to the Jews. This is made clear in the Old Testament itself in the giving of the law. In Exodus chapter 19, beginning with verse 20, and in that general context, which we'll not have the time to read, the Bible makes clear that God is speaking to the Jews, to the nation of Israel, when he gives this law. And in the actual giving of it, in Exodus chapter 20, beginning with verse 1, it is clear that God addresses the people of Israel. It's just as if the legislature of the state of Tennessee, or the state of Alabama, or the state of New York would say to the people of the state of New York, to the people of the state of Tennessee, or if it were a national law, to the people of America. But this law was addressed to the Jew. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, God makes clear that this covenant was given only to the people whom God led up out of Egypt, not to anyone else. And the only nation for whom God did that was the nation of the Jews. And so we find in Romans chapter 2, verse 14, a reference in the New Testament which makes clear that the law was given to the Jews and not to the Gentiles. For there Paul says, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these not having the law become a law unto themselves." And so, the law is not addressed to anybody today because it was first of all addressed to the Jews only. It's certainly not addressed to any Gentile. And secondly, it was taken out of the way. It isn't even addressed to the Jews today. Read with me, if you will. Take your Bible and turn to Galatians chapter 4, and I shall begin reading with verse 21. "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?" Paul is saying here, now you people who seek to be justified by the law of Moses, will you not even listen to the law itself? Now continue to read in verse 22. "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the handmaid and one by the free woman. Howbeit the son by the handmaid is born after the flesh, but the son by the free woman is born through promise. Which things contain an allegory? For these women are two covenants, one from Mount Sinai bearing children into bondage, which is Hagar. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to the Jerusalem that now is, for she is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For more are the children of the desolate than of her that hath the husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, so also it is now. Howbeit, what saith the Scripture, Cast out the handmaid and her son, for the son of the handmaid shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. Wherefore, brethren, we are not children of a handmaid, but of the free woman." He makes clear there that men living today are not under the law of Moses, but are under the new covenant, the gospel.